Chavod.
With your permission. Excuse me. Ezra HaSofer, when he divided the parashiyot, we should finish every year. Lechumash started on Simchat Torah, but he made sure and he told us that certain parashiyot must be all the time at certain time. For example, this parasha, Parashat Bechukotai, always must be read before Shavuot. Not the week before Shavuot, at least 1 week before Shavuot. As well, the Gemara says, he made sure Parashat Kitavo, always before Rosh Hashanah. As well, Parashat Dvarim, always before Tisha B'Av. Comes the Gemara and tells us the reason that Parashat Kitavo is before Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin, Day of Judgment. And Parashat Kitavo contains 98 curses. He would like to have the curses behind us. So therefore, we take the Torah on Shabbat, 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, and we have Parashat Kitavo, and hopefully the curses are behind us, not going to happen again in Gaza. Says the Gemara, before Shavuot, we should read this week's Parashat, Parashat Bechukotai, it contains 49 curses. In order for Shavuot to come, the curses should be behind us. Says the Gemara, well, I understand before Shana, it's the Day of Judgment, then we have to read Parashat Kitavo in order for the curses to be behind us before the trial, before the judgment. But what's about Shavuot? Shavuot also is Day of Judgment. Hashem judges us on Shavuot. What does it mean exactly? It means Hashem judges us on the fruits. The way it means. Why Hashem judges us on the fruits on Rosh Hashanah? Why does Hashem judge us on Shavuot? So therefore, we have to be Parashat Bechukotai. It has 49 curses. Make sure you read it before Shavuot. Shavuot is Yom HaDin, Day of Judgment. The curse will be behind us. What does this mean exactly? Just because you can read it in the Torah, it's going to be behind you. And what does it mean exactly? Hashem is going to judge us. And Lishla says he's afraid of Shavuot more than Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Hashem judges us on our body. Shavuot, Hashem judges us on our neshama. Whatever it means yet, we don't know. Soon, Bezat Hashem will see what it means. So this parasha is a crucial parasha, says the Gemara, that must be read before Shavuot. Must be read. Of course, what it means is that Shavuot, we got the Torah, and Hashem wants us to learn Torah. And Hashem is going to judge us if we did learn Torah, we accept the Torah. Maybe that's what it means. Simple explanation. And you see a common thing between Rosh Hashanah and Shavuot. The both day of judgment. This parasha starts with Mechukotai. Starts, Im Mechukotai Telechu. If you're going to walk with the laws, it's called chukim, laws without explanation. It's called a chok. You should get all the brachot, special brachot. Brachot contains certain things that we don't get it in any other place. Of course, the Torah has a lot of times brachot to Am Israel, but this is parasha. Brachot is above nature. The end of the Brachot, almost there, Hashem said he's going to walk with us in Gan Eden. What's happening in Gan Eden? That's a very high level. The question is, what does it mean Hashem is going to walk with us in Gan Eden? But this is the goal of the Brachot. Says the Gemara, the tefillin, the barachot will get if you put all your effort in the Torah. Im bechokotai telechu doesn't mean just keep it. It means put all your effort. You amelim b'Torah, put your effort. Then you get the barachot. This is why. Why do I have to put all my effort in order to get a barachot? I don't talk about Hashem, no. You have to put all your effort. We would think it's just it's extra credit, what we call in America, if you put your effort. And after the Torah tells us the barachot, the Torah says, and if Hashem listen to me, here will come the 49 curses. Says the Gemara, what do you mean if you don't listen? What do you mean if you don't listen? I said, if you don't listen, it means if you're not going to put the effort. I mean, if you're not going to put effort, the Torah says, here come, 49 curses will come. Why? Because you don't put for effort. If you don't keep them, it's what? Understand? And the Torah starts the whole episode of the curses with a statement. If you're not going to put your effort, means you have to feel that you have to go very hard and work very hard in Torah, curses will come. It's very, very strange. Hashem is a king of mercy. If I don't put my effort, I get curses. If Hashem, I don't behave, I should get. Hashem said, no. What is it all about? And here comes the Gemara and tells us, those curses really are something that's unbelievable can happen. Chachamim said it happened in the first Beit HaMikdash, and 98 curses happened in the second Beit HaMikdash. And it says, what's the root? The problem is one thing, no effort and only Torah. In order to understand, to know what's behind it, you know the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It happened on Shavuot. You read the Torah. And the scenery, it doesn't look like a very happy thing. Hashem first blew shofar. Everybody got scared. Jumping out of bed. Moshe took us to Har Sinai. The big fire. And then thunders, raining, foggy outside. Everybody's scared to death. Dark outside. Should be light outside. Dark outside. Hashem said the Ten Commandments. And the Gemara says we all died from the fear. And then Torah tells the story. We came to Moshe and said, Moshe, we don't want to hear it again. Please, you speak to us. We're going to die now. And the text reads, Hashem says to Moshe, good. I wish they should be afraid of me. Me, 10, Ve'arvavam Zeh, I wish they were afraid. I said, what's the purpose? What's the purpose? They said on 7 Nishma, it's true. It's a little question what happened. But at the end of the day, Hashem going to reveal himself, it's a very nice thing. So what now? Hashem scared us to death. For what? What's the purpose of it? Actually, Moshe Rabbeinu, in the last speech, he says, if you want to know what Hashem wants from you, tell me, Hashem wants you to have fear of him. That's Hashem wants me to have fear of him. Hashem wants me to keep the mitzvot, to keep the Torah. Hashem wants to grant me with good things. Moshe said, no. Hashem wants you one thing, to have fear. Finish. Shlomo HaMelech also writes Sefer Kohelet, same statement. Who made a person to have fear. Have fear. Of course, fear is going to make a person a better person, maybe. Fear to do certain things. But you can say Hashem only wants you to have fear. You can say Hashem would like you also to have fear of him. And you can't come with a statement, What does Shomer for me? Fear. Give me Adam Shomer Kiro. There's nothing else. Nothing else. Hashem said, Elohim said to Adam, Shalom HaMelech, fear of God. What's going to prevent a person from doing a sin? But you can say that's the only thing Hashem wants from us. Very, very strange thing. In order to understand really our task, Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he created this world, created mankind. And eventually, he did not listen, just in Gan Eden, tried a few times, back and forth, nothing. Come to Gemara and tells us two statements. One is a story, one is a statement. In the Tanakh, the name Yehoshua is being spelled the way you pronounce it, in Yud and the He and the Vav. One time in Tanakh, it's the name for Yehoshua without the He. Yehoshua, Yehoshua. Says the Gemara, what happened? How come it doesn't say Yehoshua? Says the Gemara, Hashem was upset at Yehoshua. But when he came to Earth Israel, he should have prayed to Hashem to destroy Yetzirah. He didn't pray to Hashem. He said, how about Moshe? Is Hashem upset Moshe? He says, no. Moshe was never got to Earth Israel. So, exemption. But Yeshua, the minute he walked in Earth Israel, should pray to Hashem, destroy Yetzirah. This Gemara, Maseret Elchim. Gemara Maseret Yom tells like this. Second Madam Gdash was open Rosh Hashanah. Ezra Sofer gave a speech over there. Stood over there with Nehemiah and gave a speech to Am Israel, Musa. And the Gemara says that Am Israel at the time, not too many people were there, they screamed to Hashem, we don't want Yetzirah. Maybe it wasn't the day before Shana. Tell you the question. We don't want Yetzirah. The Gemara says they saw that from Beit HaMikdash, from the Kodesh HaKodeshim for holiness, something like a fire came out. This was the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. They said this Yetzirah destroyed Beit HaMikdash. We don't want it. The Gemara explained to us that at that time, until that moment, Yetzirah, Avodah Zarah, was very powerful. It's not what we think today. You know, somebody goes to China and buys a statue. If people prayed to Hashem and kept the Torah, they put tefillin, put tzitzit, kept Shabbat, still did Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yechezkel tells us Hashem told him that the last 800 years since we came out of Egypt, still do Avodah Zarah. While we crossed Yom Suvet, Avodah Zarah and now on Teshebe, on Teshekes. Let me say, pray to Hashem, finish Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, since then, have no Avodah Zarah. They don't have the Yetzirah Avodah Zarah, like they had that time. Then, after they saw this one came out, they prayed to Hashem, take the Yetzirah of Gilui Arayot, being sins, abomination. Another one came out. It came to consider the Gemara, since they asked that thing, they couldn't find eggs. Because even the rooster with the chicken didn't come together, didn't have no eggs. So the Gemara, okay, they pray they should come back. And all this abomination that we have today is because the prayed should come back. So actually, the Gemara, Rabbi Shalom in the Gemara, Masechet Yoma, to tell us that this is really the job. As the Zohar says, really, what it means, the secret behind it. It is the Satan rebelled against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not what Hashem meant. Hashem only meant him should be the head of Chavra Kadisha. But not to drag the world to such a low level. And he rebelled, says the Zohar. He rebelled against Hashem. He does what he wants. He kills people, innocent people. He tempted innocent people. And that's the job. Someone says, you know, this is your job. That what happened was, he tempted Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden, and then whatever happened in Gan Eden, later, Lidor, Mabul, Dor, Flat Out, all the reads the whole Torah. You see, I'm Israeli. Listen, it's nobody's fault. The problem is Yetzer. Your problem in life is Yetzer. It's not what you did and what you're going to do. It says, you have to pay the Hashem Yidon Yetzer, that's all. No, Yetzer. So then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers, it's called Teshuvah, and it's not your fault 100% because you really want it. The problem is people don't pray for it. They don't do it. Because when you know it's right, it means you don't have any desire for food. Nothing. Chazanish said the desire for food is the worst of the worst. It's worse than touching a dead man. Akol aviyah v'totuma, Chazanish said. Desire for food, obesity. You know, people eat. It's yesor. Says the Rambam in his commentary, if a person would give himself to eat the way he gives his horse, he'll never be sick. The problem is all the junk and all the food and all the desires we have. And all the less of kavanah that we eat. That so-called ignites it, brings all the sicknesses. Rambam writes in his commentary, all sicknesses, all this come from the food. The Rambam said you should eat straw and water. Horse doesn't need vitamins. Any vitamins. He says, you have to get rid of the Yetzirah. That's Amisrael understood. They came to Second Beit HaMikdash. They said, this one destroy our First Beit HaMikdash. We don't want him no more. But then they brought back this one. Domination. They can wear it. I says, how are you going to get rid of him? Gemara says two things Hashem made. One, thunders, what you hear now. Why thunders? Well, you know, the clouds, so-called, they have no, they don't have waves, so they crash. They crash, and lightning comes, and then the thunder comes. Really, the thunder is before the lightning. But since the eye can goes faster, you see first lightning, it's not true. First is the thunder, first is the crash. So one says, what's the crash for? I says, you should have fear in your heart. But really, you should get scared. It's not just, you know, it's a physical thing. Why does Hashem do such a thing? She wants to get scared. The second thing the Gemara says, earthquake. Earthquake is just to scare you. See? Secret behind it. When a person gets scared, he will never do anything bad. His brain, his head is totally out of this world. He says, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Running away from reality. That's what Hashem made it. It means it's for you a wake-up call, the Gemara says. A wake-up call for you. Get scared. He says, that get scared what? Then you're not going to do any bad thing. That's really what Moshe Rabbeinu in the last speech said. What Hashem wants from you is one thing. Get scared of Hashem. Get scared of Hashem. This is the time is when, of course, earthquake or thunder, or, you know, walk on it, you have your fear of Hashem, and then you're not going to do sin. And that's the Gemara says. Am Yisrael one time had a convention for 2.5 years, all the Chachamim, and says, better off if Hashem should not have created us. It's not worth it to do one sin in this world. Now, after Hashem created us, the Gemara says, now you have to do tshuva all day long and be careful. But after this 2.5 years of discussion, good, Baruch Hashem, we do mitzvot, we do Torah. That's we don't need the whole thing. Better, I didn't want to be created because it's not worth it. I made my creator upset. It's not worth it. Better off. And says, how are you going to prevent it? Fear. Fear in your heart because it's arise in your heart. And says, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shlomo HaMelech in Kohelet, that's the the bottom line is, all you have, what do you have to do? Fear of God. Okay, here we go. Here comes Hashem. He's going to give us the Torah. He gives us the Torah. It's going to scare us. Hashem's going to be a shofar. Everybody will jump out. And then it's going to be dark outside, then foggy outside, then thunders, and raining. And I said, what's going on? What's going on? I thought it was going to be in a nice scenery. Get scared. Then you're going to come to Moshe. Moshe, we don't want to hear Hashem. We're going to die again. So what? What happened? Here's the command. The purpose was to get rid of yourself. It actually happened like this. Hashem told the Satan, listen, don't touch Am Yisrael. Don't touch. They got scared. They said, "Not even Shema." Finished. That's the goal. That's happened on Shavuot. As to tell you, as well, the Navi tells us when Am Yisrael asked for Shmuel Navi to appoint a king for us, it was Shavuot. Sichetim, and the Navi tells us that Shmuel told him, "You need a king, or do you want a king? You don't want a king. You need a king because you want somebody to run the army. You don't want a king. I'll show you something. Today is Shavuot. I'm going to show you something. It thunders, rain on Shavuot. Never rain, almost never rain in Israel on Shavuot. I says, this is just to tell you what's the purpose of your life. Yom HaShishi v'echul HaShemayim v'aretz v'kiddush Friday night. Says the Gemara like this, no, the world was not stabilized until Am Yisrael said Naseh V'Nishma. Earth, Yara V'Shakta, Earth was scared. If we not have said Naseh V'Nishma, Hashem would destroy the world. So what happened? What happened? I said, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaShishi v'echul HaShemayim v'aretz. I said, Kiddush HaVilei Friday night, you make Kiddush. Gemara says, you know, if you think in your head, Shavuot. What's Shavuot? The correction of creation. What happened Friday? The Adam HaRishon did not talk to Hashem, he had no fear of Hashem. It says that correction is going to be on Shavuot. You get scared, Hashem is going to scare you. He's going to scare me, he's going to give you the Torah, you get scared. Okay, fine. Episode is over. So, now what? So, now he explained like this. You know, there's certain medicines. As the medicines the person takes, it needs to take a vehicle for the medicine to penetrate. Some people take medicine that doesn't work because the medicine doesn't go inside all the system of the person. It won't help. If you want the medicine to work 100%, the best thing, if you have to investigate it, you take some vitamins. And that vitamins is a vehicle that takes the medicine through the system and does the job. Otherwise, it doesn't do the right job. I said, I want to be happy of God. Okay. That's a destination. That's perfect. But you should know, how are you going to make sure you're going to have fear all your life? How are you going to make sure? And that's the purpose of creation. I mean, that's what Moshe tells us. This is what he wants from you. Nothing else. Okay, I want to get scared. So again, if thunders 24/7 or earthquake has shalom all the time, from time to time, it's a reminder to us. But how are you going to get it? What's the vehicle? So he says the vehicle is the Torah. Hashem, when Hashem talks about Torah, Hashem says the Torah is a spice. Barati Yetzera, Barati Torah Tavlin. The Torah is a spice. What do you mean? The Torah is a vitamin. What Hashem wants you is only to have fear. But how am I going to fear all the time? Hashem said, you know, Vagita Boy Mamalala. You have to learn Torah all the time, 24/7. Hashem said, Yeshua, listen, all the Torah, learn Torah. What does Hashem want from your Torah? Why? Why Hashem wants you to learn Torah? It's very nice. Okay, I understand it. No. The Torah is a must. Hashem created the Torah before we created this world. Hashem created Tshuva before we created this world. Hashem created Beit HaMikdash upstairs before we created this world. All of those things are tied together to tell you your destination is you want to be a role model No yetzara. No desire, nothing. You don't want no desire, nothing. That's the goal. You have to pray to Hashem all the time. I don't want yetzara. That's the tshuva. Because if you don't pray like this, you can do it again because it's stronger than us. The Gemara says, the yetzara wanted to tempt Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Meir, Amam Chasida. The Gemara has a list of people that almost fell in the trap. Fell in the trap. You know, Christianity was created by a person who was a Tana already. He went with his rabbi one day to a motel, and he asked his rabbi, how come the girl over there, her eyes look Japanese? And the rabbi said, shame on you looking at the girl. He got insulted, went outside, he said, I'm not Jewish anymore. He went in all this Christianity. What's the problem exactly? What's the problem? The problem is there's no fear of God, of course. How can you have fear of God? There's no warm thunders, no earthquake. We earthquake wouldn't do it. So the vehicle to have fear is Torah. So you can't stop learning Torah because the Torah is going to give you that power that you have fear in your heart. Without Torah, you're not going to have fear in your heart. Let's just say, it says the Torah has to be engraved on your heart. He says, what does Hashem want for me? He says, Yetzirah is in our heart. Hashem wants you to have the Torah on your heart, and that is going to give you fear, and then Yetzirah will not come inside you. He's going to leave you alone, finished. That's the goal in life. And that's what happened on our Sinai. When Hashem gave us the Torah, this is the purpose of the Torah. The purpose of the Torah was you should have fear of Hashem. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, meet and I wish, have fear of me. That's it. That's Hashem should say. That's what I wish. That's all. Oh, Hashem, you know, they accept the Torah. They said, no. The main thing in life is to have fear of God, not to have Yetzirah. And that's the Gemara says, at the end of the day, Mashiach will come, Hashem will slaughter Yetzirah. Hashem doesn't want him. Hashem hates him. The Gemara says Hashem regrets he made him. Let's comply with the Zohar that he rebelled. Gemara in Sukkah says Hashem regrets he made the Tzara, he made the Arabs, he made the Babylon, he sent us to exile. Hashem regrets he made the Arabs. Hashem regrets he made Yetzirah. So what's your job? Your job is to pray to Hashem that no Arabs, no Ishmaelim, no Babylon, no Iraq, no Yetzirah, and we should not be in exile. The Gemara says it. If Hashem hates it, and Hashem regrets he made it, of course you have to pray for this. So you have to pray all the time. I don't want Yetzirah. That's the Shuva. There's a person that says, I'm sorry. You can do it again. The Gemara says, the Satan told to one of the Chachamim, you from flesh, and I'm from fire. You think you're going to win me? You're going to win me. The Gemara says, we almost tempted Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir. And Am Chasida, the Gemara says, that Hashem screamed from Shamayim and said, watch that person, Rabbi Akiva, watch his Torah. The explanation means, because he learned Torah, Hashem said, no. Because of the Torah, a Torah is the vehicle to have fear. Without Torah, you're not going to fear. You fear 5 minutes. When you hear thunder, when you have earthquake, you fear. But how are you going to have fear all the time? Only with this vehicle, it's called Torah. That's the purpose Hashem gave us the Torah. And actually, the Gemara says, when we got on our Sinai, Hashem's giving us the Torah. That's it. The world is fixed. Earth is stabilized. Mashiach should have been. The problem is, we did not accept it 100%. We didn't accept it. The Gemara says, David says in Tehillim, Fatul B'Piyem, in our mouth we said, but we didn't believe it 100%. You have to believe in this. You have to have it in your heart. I don't want to have any desires. Nothing. I want to be a role model for Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be a person. How are you going to get it? Only by study Torah. Put all the effort in the Torah. Put the effort in the Torah means like this. How do you prove to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you really mean it? If that's the goal, the way Moshe Rabbeinu told us, Shlomo Melech told us, and that's what the Gemara says, and that's what the Zohar says. The Zohar says you should know on Shavuot, the accomplishment of being up at the night is after Sefirat HaOmer that you count and you say, today Hayom Ha'Yotzer, says, oh, you know what it is? I'm counting to get to Shavuot, I should not have Yetzirah. That's it. And that's our custom. The Zohar says to the Zohar is very, very strong about staying up at night of Shavuot and learn without stopping. Is that because Hashem gave us the Torah? It's the Yotzer of it. Because that night that you learn Torah without stopping with all your effort, it shows to Hashem you want to get to the stage that you are on our Sinai, no Yetzirah. Pascal Zohamatan says the Gemara says. It's not. Of course, the cheesecake is very important. But the accomplishment of Shavuot is a person can reach the level that we warn our Sinai, sinless. As we are sinless, because we got scared. When you get scared, you don't do any sins. Hashem scared us so much on our Sinai to get it out of the system. Hopefully, it won't come back. It won't come back only if you study Torah. Here are the Ten Commandments. Study without stopping. Engrave it on your heart. That's the proof that you choose that life. Actually, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu tells us in the last speech. I gave you in front of you life and death. Choose life. Of course, who wants to die? During this, the Lord says, hey, Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, you don't understand. Life means Torah. What do you mean life means Torah? No, you don't understand. It's not twice alive. Without the Torah, you're not going to have fear. You're not going to have fear, the Satan will come. And he'll tempt you. And you will sin. You get the curses. So all the curses that this parasha tells us, 49 curses, says the Torah because he didn't put the effort in the Torah. What do you mean? I studied. If you don't put all your effort, it doesn't show a shame how serious you are, you don't want Yetzirah. Here comes Shavuot, says Rav Sofer, listen, you read Parashat B'chukotai, has 49 curses. Let me tell you something. You want the brachot from Hashem? Learn Torah with all your effort. Amelim b'Torah, says, what is it? I learn Torah, Baruch Hashem, I keep the mitzvot. Listen, it's impossible that you will not do something wrong. So major guy in Europe, I'm not sure I got all you. Time of the Gomi Vilna. So before he died, he was 100 years old. They gave him to say a confession, it's called Mavaya Book. Especially a confession they give a person before he dies. They said to Hashem, I'm sorry, this is it. So he stood with his hand and said, I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it. It's a person before he dies. He says, you should say, I'm sorry if I said it. He said this, not only I didn't do a sin, I don't know how he knew it. He said, I didn't even have time to think to do a sin. That's what Torah means. In order for you not to do a sin, it means to have fear of doing a sin, you must learn Torah without stopping. That's called tavlin, that's called the spice. That's what Hashem calls the Torah a spice. The spice is not a spice. No, Torah is a spice. This is the vehicle of Yirat Shamayim. But Hashem wants to, it's only fear of God, nothing else. It says that thing you can accomplish on Shavuot night, says the Zohar. The whole Shavuot night is not Hashem gave you Torah because this is, no. Because Hashem took out of Egypt to create the Torah. Not because Hashem wants to learn Torah. Of course Hashem wants to learn Torah. But that's not what Hashem wants. Hashem wants you to get to the place Adam HaRishon was before the sin. He wants to walk with you alive in Gan Eden. That's the purpose of life, you should know. You don't want to die, you don't want to get buried. You want to get to Gan Eden. The people went to Gan Eden. Even a few hundred years ago, people went to Gan Eden. It's a secret. Secrets. A few hundred years ago, people went straight to Gan Eden. People don't know where they are. They got lost. People said, we don't know where the guy is. We don't know where the guy is. He went to Gan Eden. There's a place on the earth, it's called Luz, that people never die over there.
says the Tanakh, says the Gemara. Person disappears, you're looking for him on the highways. Adult is missing. No, no missing, no nothing. He's in Gan Eden, he went inside. What the Gemara tells us is Hashem told Yerovam, the king, Yerovam, do teshuvah, and I'm going to walk with you, and David HaMelech Gan Eden. Come inside Gan Eden. Inside. He says, that's the purpose of our life. Okay. Here comes the Torah, says, okay. It says, you're going to have parnasa, you're going to have this. It says, what is it for? It's for that you're never going to die, you're going to walk with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in Gan Eden. Okay, I'm ready. Put all your effort. And if you're not going to put effort, you get curses. Not because I don't put effort, I get curses. Because you don't put effort, with all your effort, if you don't put all your effort, we know what's going to happen. You have no fear of God. You have no fear of God. The Satan is going to take you. He says, Hashem knows that he is stronger than us. Hashem says, listen, pray to me, pray what? But if Parnassah is not so good, you know why? Because you did something. Not this life, less life. You're not well because you did something bad. In this life, life. You have difficulties in your life because you did something wrong. He says, how do you do? How do you fix it? Teshuvah. The right teshuvah, says Ari, is the first thing you have to ask Hashem. I don't want Yetzirah. There's resources. I don't want it. Hashem gave us a chance on Shavuot. We came to our Sinai. Hashem said, okay, here I am. I'm going to scare you. I'm going to scare you in order for you to have fear of me. Have a fear of me means I have no Yetzirah. He said, I want to keep that level. Here's the medicine. Here's the vehicle. Here's the tavlin. Here's the spice. Take the Torah. But you have to learn without stopping. Not because Hashem wants you to learn all the time. Because if you don't want to learn, if you're not getting all the time, in a way the Gemara says, one of the people Rabbi Eliezer said, either you learn Torah without time, without stopping, or you should walk like a dog without stopping. As long as you have this, what we call pressure, of walk, also, until Shabbat, you have to walk 6 days without stopping, and you're not going to have any sins either. You're not going to have time to do sin. But that's the goal in life. And it's the Torah tells us, it's a Kriyat Shema first, listen, you have to read this parasha before Shavuot to get rid of the curses. How do you get rid of the curses? Because if you read the Torah, you read the Torah, you get rid of the curses? Never. You get out of the curses because you read the parasha. And you know what the parasha says? The parasha says, listen, the curse is going to come because you don't put your effort in the Torah. So before Shavuot, you know, prepare yourself. It's Yom HaDin, Day of Judgment. Hashem, what are you going to say? He's going to judge me on what? How come you did all the sins? Are you judging me on Rosh Hashanah? Yeah, but I'll tell you something. Shavuot is the day. In a way, the Zohar says in one version, but it's a secret, that if a person goes on Shavuot, well, Hashem will not judge him on Rosh Hashanah. That's how powerful it is. Zohar. Can you imagine? Because Rosh Hashanah, everybody's scared, Rosh Hashanah. Hashem, you know, I was judged on Shavuot already. Judge on Shavuot? Yeah. Because Shavuot is the day that you can pray to Hashem that you don't want to tell. This is Shuvah Shelema. And that's what Hashem judges people on Shavuot. That's what the Gemara says. It's the secret. The perot means the neshama of the fruits. This is the secret of it. That's what the neshama gets. It says the taste and the smell of the fruits. It says Hashem is going to judge on Shavuot. For what? Judge on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Hashem judge you of your behavior. Shavuot, Hashem is going to judge you how you're going to prevent not to do it again. What's your purpose in life? Har Sinai. What happened else, you know? Yetzirah left us. To continue the Zohar, it says, all the Ba'avav is going to complete. B'Shavuot, Atidin Mepak Migaluta. Mashiach should come on Shavuot, says Ari. It's Zohar, not Ari. Zohar says, you know Shavuot is all about? Hashem wants you to study at night. Hashem wants you to do this. You know what's going to happen? What didn't happen on the first day of Pesach, it's going to happen on Shavuot, says Zohar. Because you did Yeshua Shlema, you don't want Yetzirah. It's not going to be Rosh Hashanah anymore. Finish, Rosh Hashanah is over. Hashem is going to judge us on Shavuot, it's going to be no Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah says, Mashiach will come on Shavuot. So it's an obligation. So that, this is what it says. As I explained, this is, the whole purpose of Sefirat HaOmer is to get to Shavuot. But the purpose is to come to the level that really we understand. I want Torah, Torah. I don't want Torah. I want Torah to prevent me to do a sin by not having fear of Hashem. If I learn Torah without stopping, I'm not going to fear of Hashem. But you have to put all the effort. So this doesn't go for me. How come I have my difficult my life? Lord, is one thing. You have no fear of God. You have no fear. Okay, I want to have fear of God. Impossible, unless you're allowed to go to work, you're allowed to do everything. But every few moments, you have to have pressure. Every moment, I must learn. There's no time for me to do this, no time for this. I got the pressure. Abraham Kanievsky used to print a book. There's a book about Kanievsky. It says, My obligations. So this is a schedule of his life. He says, you have to finish this, you have to learn this, you have to learn this. You have no time to waste. You can't talk even. You have to do so many books and so many things you have to learn. And I says, that is the vehicle. So, you know, in our prime minister, how he died, was learning, shh, died. Abigail Schneiderstein, last year, 2 years ago, was writing, was 101 years old, in the hospital, ICU. He writes the lecture he's supposed to give while he's writing. Machines, no nothing. They're cutting his body. All the effort in the Torah, you have no time to think to do a sin. It's called Shagat Arya. And this, what the Zohar promises, if everybody will do it, the latest will be in a 7th year.